And I said, the boy is crying. His reaction would be, oh, pity. What pity? That's the best thing to happen. Ha ha ha, crying? Yes, we know that the crying will make you blind. Because when we say do this, you will be blindfolded, concentrated, you are coming down to something and stuff like that is irrelevant. Because eyes are good if you see the truth. If you don't, the hell with your eyes, go blind. So what? Because going blind, if it coincides with me understanding, of course I will give up my eyes for that understanding, because I give up the life for that understanding, because I have realized that I'm here to understand. Ma'rifat, wisdom, is what I'm here for. We are here for because we are the subject of that. At the end of the day, I will do this because I will be known by them. Lakay araf. I'm the hidden treasure, and I would have liked to be known, therefore I created the human to be known by them. It's that clear to us why we are here. To know. Knowledge. Knowledge is it. Let's go to the end of the story. The story was the guy who was wishing for something he did not deserve. Let's see how he will be punished. Any volunteer? Nobody volunteers.
Judy.
Yes. Judy, thank you. Why did you volunteer, Judy?
I didn't volunteer. I just made a subtle signal. I knew she wanted to read.
No, he did.
Good.
But I gotta remember where we are.
Conclusion of this story.
2:44, 2:45 in this book.
Conclusion?
Thank you.
55. Conclusion of the story of the coming to life of the bones at the prayer of Jesus, on whom be peace. Jesus pronounced the name of God over the bones on account of the young man's entreaty. For the sake of that foolish man, the decree of God gave life to the form which those bones had possessed. A black lion sprang forth, smote once with its paw, and destroyed his image. It tore up his skull. His brain was scattered on the spot, the brain of a nut, for in him was no brain. If he had had a brain, his being broke to pieces would have been no injury at all except to his body. Jesus said, "How did you maul him so quickly?" The lion said, "Because thou wert troubled by him."
Okay, the question is difficult. This is not. Let's go back. What happened? First of all, the story, which was the suspense and all these mini stories, was coming. But pretty easy. No huss and fuss, nothing. The guy, Jesus, read the spell, a black lion came out, and killed the guy. Period. That's simple. But first of all, he brought a black lion. As far as we know, there was only one lion up to here. Or two. One was in the first part, was the lion that the rabbit threw in a well. Second one was the lion who punished the wolf. This is the third lion. And it's black. And you will see it's a very bizarre one. We come back to that, okay? But before going forward, how this lion appeared? It was by the order of God, for the sake of the foolish man, and the decree God gave life to that. Here again, God is giving life to that lion. means if you want to know the guilty party is God. If you're the Satan. If you're the logic one, you will say the guy reacted the best he could, or whatever, right? But he came and he did it. Then Rumi goes to a play of the words here again. It's poetic language, because in our language, in the Persian culture, when you say maaz, you're referring to two things. One is kernel, one is this, intelligence. So when you say somebody, some ignorant fellow is the fellow who doesn't have a brain. Here when you say he doesn't have a brain, you're referring to brain only. Over there they will say he doesn't have a brain, means he's an empty shell. Means that this is a peanut, when you open it, it's void. It doesn't have the kernel. It doesn't have the essence. It doesn't have the juice. All that. He will play with it. See? The lion came out and opened his skull for his brain. Although he has no brain. If he had a brain, he will be different. But at the same time, he means not only having brain and being intelligence, means being correct, being useful, being in a good condition. Know that. Then, yes? Then, oh yeah, Jesus. First question was simple. He said, why did you do it that way fast? He said, because you didn't like it. Because you became ashufte, means disorganized, misorganized, confused, all that. He did something to you. It doesn't matter who he is, and what he did even doesn't matter. Means the lion didn't kill him because he was a bad guy. Lion killed him because Jesus didn't like the guy. Jesus was, oh yeah, it's disturbed. The word ashufte means disturbed. So, because he disturbed you. Means the one who disturbs Jesus to us is finished. The guy who disturbs the spirit here, remember, Jesus is the spirit, the breath. The part that bothers the troubles, the breath must be gone. That was the first question. Second,
Jesus asked, how did not you drink the man's blood? In the dispensation, 'twas not granted to me to drink, replied the lion.
The translation is no good because it's not translatable. The first question was, why you did it? And he answered, because it disturbed you. So he said, why did you drink his blood? He said, because it was not my qismat. Mm-hmm. And qismat has different meanings. One is the portion, the part, the piece. The other one is what is written in my future that will happen to me. What is the fate of me? So the lion will say, this is not my part. Drinking his blood is not my part. Then at the same time, you may think that he said, drinking his blood was not something to be foreseen in my future. It means it's not my fate. Right? And all of that, why? He will explain it. So Rumi has a point here to make. So listen to the lion and his logic. Because the lion is a strange stuff. And in addition to that, he does a strange thing. Because he should kill the guy to eat it. That's what the lion kills for. He doesn't do that. And he explains it. Yes?
Oh, many a one that like that raging lion has departed from the world without having eaten his prey. His portion is not a straw, while his greed is as a mountain. He hath no means, though he has gotten the means.
Please pay attention. Let me start from the beginning. How about the beginning? Let's go back. The principle in a poetic language is, when you're listening, you should be very careful, because each word is carrying some other layers of meaning and stuff. You remember all that we talked about. I hope you will remember it always. But there is something else in this exceptional stuff that we are talking about. We talk about some terms which are being organized and even sometimes manipulated with the religious institutions and the philosophy and things like that. So we brought one principle. We said, please take care of this part. You could write it down somewhere in a corner. Yes, this is very important. This is that hermeneutic stuff. Means we are not looking at this book asking what he has written. That's not the way we see it. This is the old way. The old way was, look at the book and try to understand what the guy is talking about. We say, excuse me, that's not enough. You have to look at the book, read it, and ask yourself, what is he trying to explain? And he found this way to say it. Because this is not what he wanted to say. This is what he could say. Means his thought was interpreted to a language. Now we are doing the reverse, to know what Rumi is thinking. How? With something simple. This simple stuff you have to conclude and put it in one sentence for yourself. What does he want to say? Not what he's saying. What does he want to say? How do I find this? By paying attention to how is he saying it. Because his style should talk to me. You see? This is what the technique is. I'm not letting myself being played by him. I do that, but in addition to that, I'm carefully studying how is he doing it. Because that's his style. That's his accent. That's the way to understand it. Imagine that I'm in love with Beethoven, okay? And I'm listening to Beethoven very frequently. Then one day I hear about this Antonino Vivaldi. And I put in the Four Seasons without knowing and digging the difference between this fellow and the other fellow. Suddenly I'm listening to music which is weak and which is not sharp. And a lot of stuff is missing because I was looking for Beethoven. This is another fellow. So I need to learn the style, because the style is talking to us more. Remember, we're talking about art, right? We don't forget that this is poetry. Means that somebody is going through a process to transform everything, to take care of musicality, rhyme, this and that and that. Why? Because poem will provoke your imagination. Why imagination is important? At the beginning, the image, I talked even today about, remember? The image of the beloved is the pillar of this wisdom. The image of me, am I the wolf guy or am I the human spiritual guy? That's what we're talking about. Therefore, yes, go ahead.